Welcome everybody to this month's Sound Bath. So I'm delighted that it's coming on the eve of the Celtic Festival of Imbolc and also for Bridget's Day, which is the 1st of February, and it's traditionally seen as the start of spring. So we're coming from this time of winter and retreat. And now we're starting to see the daffodils coming up, and we can feel that spring is coming. So Imbolc means literally in the belly, and it refers to the ewes that would be in lamb at the moment. So it's a time of emergence, and Bridget was a Celtic goddess, and she was said to have a triple aspect. So she her elements were fire and water, and she was a goddess of healing, and she also was a goddess of poetry. So she's associated with the arts and crafts, and also with the forge, with the smithies. So then the Celtic goddess Bridget kind of faded away for a while in the advent of Christianity, and one of our most important saints is Saint Bridget, and her feast day is tomorrow. And some people speculate that it's the same entity, but sometimes their qualities are kind of different. And it's also been said that the Christianized version has become more feminine and more contained, and we see less of the fire. So Saint Bridget would have been associated with the home, but still with fire, with the holy wells, and also for fertility and midwifery, and she was seen as the saint of agriculture. So she has a lot, there's a lot of attributes, and in a way it doesn't really matter the kind of the nitty-gritties. There is just this essence of a really of strong feminine coming through. Saint Bridget's story was that she wanted to build a monastery or a convent, and the bishop was being awkward and wouldn't let her build something, and she kept on at him, and eventually he said, "Okay, you can have a piece of land that your cloak will cover." And this was meant to make her go away, but she put down her cloak, and her cloak magically grew to cover a huge area that was just perfect for her building. And I read something else that said that she was actually ordained a bishop as well, and that obviously that's you can't even do that today if you're a woman in the Catholic Church. But apparently there was some mistake. The wrong prayers were read out when she was being ordained as a nun, and she became a bishop, and it was binding. So it's just interesting. She's such a strong example of the feminine doing what she wants to do in a very patriarchal society. And she's still very inspiring today. So our card for this morning was from a deck of Bridget cards that I have. So it was saying that they were well known for the herbal beers they brewed, the beverages imbibed socially, as well as for therapeutic benefits. So Bridget's asking us to consider our social activities. Do they support our life purpose? Do our friends encourage our dreams and nurture our true essence? So it's a good time to evaluate that, and especially after the pandemic, I suppose, it's put kind of a lid on a lot of friendships. Maybe it's been harder to see people, but also there may be some people that you have kept in touch with and want to keep in touch with. And it's inviting us to really go deep, because I think we, especially as women, we need those deep social connections. And it's just encouraging us to go for that. And that can be an essential part of our self-care. So we're going to invoke this energy tonight during the sound bath. So we have the healing, we have the fire. The fire can, we've, you know, in the last while we've been journaling about what we want to let go of, and now this evening we can use Bridget's fire to finally just let go anything else. You might just want to write that down again, or if you have your notebook where you wrote down stuff before you were letting go of. But it could be just powerful just to write it down again, even just one thing, something that you're like, okay, I'm letting go of this now. And then we're creating space for new things to grow, for the seeds of what we really want for ourselves and in our lives. So I'd invited you earlier to think about what ideas have you got? What is your vision? And I said just to maybe daydream it. So it's still kind of percolating. There's no pressure. It doesn't have to be done now, but it's just allowing these possibilities of what you want to do this year. Or is there anything, a new skill you want to learn, or somewhere you want to visit? And people that you want to stay connected to or develop new connections with. So we're going to be clearing, but also creating space. And there's a kind of a joyful kind of, there's an air, I can feel an air of expectancy. It's like a surprise. You know that moment when someone says, close your eyes and put out your hand, and you're just in that moment where you have your hand out and your eyes are closed and you have a smile on your face and you're wondering what's going to be put into your hand. And there's just that excitement. And usually this happens to us when we're small, and it's usually, it mightn't be anything very big, but there's just that little bit of excitement. And we can embrace that childlike excitement. And it doesn't have to be about the big things. We can get excited over small things that bring us nourishment and fulfillment. So just to make sure, you have a glass of water. And if you want to make yourself cozy in your nest or lying down in your bed, make sure you've got a blanket. And if you can, make sure you won't be disturbed for the next hour or so.